Donald Trump has called for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to resign after her critical comments about him. In interviews with the Associated Press, the New York Times, and CNN, Ginsburg spoke about Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee for president. Ginsburg told the Associated Press she did not want to think about the possibility of Trump winning the election. She added with a smile, "It's likely that the next president, whoever she will have a few appointments to make." Hillary Clinton is the likely Democratic nominee for president. She will likely run against Trump. In the New York Times interview, published on July 10th, Ginsburg said, "I can't imagine what our country would be with Donald Trump as our president." She also joked about moving to New Zealand. In a follow-up interview on Monday with CNN, Ginsburg called Trump a faker who has no consistency about him. Ginsburg also criticized Trump for not making his recent tax returns public. Most candidates running for president do this. Traditionally, Supreme Court justices like Ginsburg do not comment on presidential candidates. They keep their feelings about the candidates to themselves. One of the reasons is that the Supreme Court is sometimes called upon to help decide an election. That happened in the year 2000, when the results of the election between Al Gore and George W. Bush were not clear. In response to Ginsburg's comments, Trump said the justice, who is 83, should resign from her position. Ginsburg is the oldest justice currently serving on the highest court in the U.S. Trump used Twitter to say her comments about him were dumb and her mind is shot. Resign. Other Republicans were also critical of Ginsburg. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan said her comment shows bias. And Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said it was totally inappropriate for Ginsburg to criticize Trump. Bernie Sanders, a Democratic candidate for president, said he agreed with Ginsburg's comments about Trump. But the senator from Vermont declined to say whether they were appropriate. On Wednesday, the New York Times editorial board wrote a column saying it agreed with Trump. The newspaper said it is vital that the court remain outside the presidential process. The Washington Post agreed with Ginsburg's comments, but said it would be better if a Supreme Court justice kept her thoughts about the election private. Ginsburg has served on the Supreme Court since 1993. President Bill Clinton, a Democrat, appointed Ginsburg. At the time, she was the second woman appointed to the Supreme Court. Ginsburg has also criticized the Republican-controlled Senate for not acting on President Barack Obama's nomination of Judge Merrick Garland. Right now, the court only has 8 justices instead of 9. Justice Antonin Scalia died earlier this year.